it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with me, Ashley Burgess, here at 570. You got it, KLIF, or on iHeartRadio app, which is really, really great. And, you know, we've been talking about the Burgess 7, and, you know, it began with the idea of are you happy, and this all is based on the fact of change versus insanity. You know, we have this tendency of creating drama, and I like to put that in parentheses, insanity, in our life because we don't want to make changes. Now, these changes could be things from work-related issues, from friend issues, from daily activity issues, to mindset issues. So sometimes it could just be the way we think needs to be changed, right? That's a big deal. Because like I talk about in my third book, in day two, I talk about negativity and really getting rid of that and being sure that you're washing your hands of negativity on a day-to-day basis, a second-to-second basis, because negativity is always looking for a new host. Always looking for one. It needs it. It's like a mosquito's not out there just, you know, waiting around. They're not just like, you know, I don't want to bite this person. I don't want to do this. You know, but this is reality. And negativity has to go to a different place. It just can't stop. And so that's just the same as positive attitude, too. And there's one thing that I really don't ever talk about, and it's something that I want to add in here, FYI, in parentheses, is that, you know, if you want positive stuff in your life, you definitely want to do what's right by other people. And so whether it's, you know, just respecting other people, talking to people in a respectable manner, as well as when you see your friends, talking to them, when you see their updates on Facebook and it's something nice and it's something that they've done in their life that's really cool, you know, say something. Respond. Don't be apathetic. Don't be like, oh, man.
So sort of like the golden rule.
Exactly. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, do unto others.
As you would have them do unto you.
Yeah. That makes sense. It's kind of easy breezy.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Exactly. Because if I do something good for you, you're going to want to do something good for me, unless you're just like some like real, we can't even say these
jerk.
Words. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for filling that blank.
Hey, I'm the
in
radio
for me.
Guy. I know what you can say and can't say.
Yeah, he filled in the blank for me. The jerk. So, you know, it's like the jerk store called and they're running out of you. That was the old Seinfeld episode, you know, where what's his name? It's like trying to get the good comeback for the guy that's just the jerk. And did you see that episode? It sucks.
Oh, I probably did. I don't remember.
George like shows up and the guy's like, you know, are you eating all those shrimp? You know, the ocean called and they're running out of shrimp. And he's like, well, the jerk store called and they're running out of you. And it's like, you know, when people are just jerks, you know, it's hard to be nice, but if you can try to be that way, it's good. Or just eliminate those jerks from your life.
Or as my dear grandmother likes to say, kill them with kindness.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because it'll really make him angry if you're just kind to
them. You're one of those people
that you wave
in traffic when you like cut someone off or if they like beeping their horn at you, you
well,
wave at them.
Now if I'm legitimately wrong, I will sincerely say, oh, hey, I'm sorry. But but I will be sarcastic about it too if they're just being jerks to me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn around and look at him, smile.
You know, bat my eyelashes. You know, sorry.
All right, pretty.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, yeah, not if I'm the angry person behind you, but other than that, I'm good with that.
Right, okay, except for you. Okay.
Yeah, you know, nothing like good old road rage, you know, to get in the way of your daily routine. That's something that you might want to change. You know, that's insanity. I've seen some people having some major road rage lately, and oh my gosh, I just get out of the way. I try to exit, do whatever I can. So, you know, tonight, I actually have a lot of people in the studio tonight, but only one person's going to be jumping on the mic tonight. Everybody else is just kind of chilling and hanging out, and this friend of mine actually is pretty cool. She does consumer marketing insights and does a lot of marketing research. You know, does a lot of focus groups, mystery shopping. She'll have to explain that stuff to me later on. But, you know, a lot of the stuff you understand, it's about research and training and development and that kind of good stuff. And, you know, like us, she's got a psychology background. And her name is Roy Lynn Reed, and Roy Lynn is here in the studio. How are you doing this evening, Roy Lynn?
Hey, Ashley, just fine.
Well, it's great to have you.
Glad to be here with you guys.
Awesome. Well, we like it. This is good. We like when people are here and have good attitudes and good positive stuff.
That's right.
So, like, chime in with me. Okay, so this is the deal I'm talking about is, you know, getting out that notebook, making those changes, you know, and there's something like, you know, when you're making these life choices, you have to think about it. When you're allowing other people to make choices for you, which a lot of us do, it's almost like when you think about a written medical directive, right? A medical directive, right, is to say, hey, if something bad happens to me, you know, and I can't make the decisions for myself, you know, you need to pull the plug or you need to keep me on life support, right?
That's
big because I can't make the decision. Now, why do we give that kind of power, right? to other people when we're alive, and we can make decisions, and we're not in our deathbed.
You know, Ashley, so often I don't even think people stop to think how much power we have. First of all, what we really need to remember is the most power we have over anyone is ourselves. But so often we're focusing outwards. And just think, just in that self-talk and what we tell ourselves over and over again.
I like that. And that's so true, because you have to go to bed. You have to wake up with yourself. It's your mind, right? I mean, you're not
that's
in
right.
the mind of, I'm not in your mind. You know, Bill, I'm not your mind.
That's probably a good thing, because, you know, I'm scared to be in my own mind sometimes.
Well, I've put an aluminum hat on and kind of moved around the antennas a little bit, and I've listened to your brain a little bit, but I threw that hat away. I threw it away.
That was you. Okay.
Yes, and I threw it away, though. I don't want to do it ever again. Never again.
I scared you, didn't I?
I swear. And all that's holy, I'm not going to do that again. So, you know, it's so thinking about, like, so the whole idea of written directives, so what's really important in your life? It's like, I think that people should be able to make their daily decisions, and I think that's kind of the meat and potato of it, is a lot of times we don't want to take credit for what we do. I mean, we want to take credit for the good stuff, but we don't want to take credit for the other stuff, because nobody wants to take the blame, even though that's kind of like what society's become. You know, like companies, people that do the wrong thing, they don't want to say that they did it.
Exactly. And it goes both ways. We have to look at ourselves, but we also have to allow people the opportunity to make mistakes.
Right.
And that goes both ways as well. It's okay if someone makes a mistake. Don't take it so personally sometimes, because sometimes it's not even about us. People aren't thinking. I mean, we all say things. But, you know, let's just not be so sensitive about certain things sometimes.
I agree. I mean, sensitivity. And, you know, that's kind of an emotional thing, too. It's like, you know, sometimes you don't know where people are emotionally. But you don't want to have to try to make judgments on an emotional, you know, catechism, I guess you'd have to say, about other people. And, you know, let's talk about, you know, when you're getting up, you're standing up for your rights. And, you know, this is a big anger part, you know, because it can cause panic and stress in people when they don't speak their mind, you know. And I think a lot of times it can cause stress and, you know, anxiety trying to make those changes, because it's something that we're not used to.
And that is so true. It goes back to, it's almost like it says, listen, you know, look before you leap. And, you know, think before you speak. All those little things we used to hear when we were younger, some of that makes a difference. And sometimes it's important just to ask. Sometimes when people say something and we jump to conclusions, it's okay to say, what did you mean by that? And sometimes, most times, you'll find out it wasn't even what you thought. Usually we all program just as humans to think the worst. And that's another thing we have to really be careful of.
The ask thing is very important, because when we ask people to clarify themselves, it makes everything real. And a lot
yes.
of times, like texting is one of the worst things I've known. And sitting here, I know people in this room that have received text and given text that nobody knew what was going on. And so they thought one thing was the situation, and it was completely
That's
misconstrued.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Communication is so difficult for us as humans, because so often what we think is based on our own perceptions, our experiences, our backgrounds, and they're so diverse and different. And it could even be just how we're feeling that day, or something we saw on TV, or a song we heard. And so a lot of times, too, we just take all of that with us, and then somebody else is another place, and just that communication is missing itself.
That's true. And perceptions here is called perspectives here. So the chosen perspectives is, you know, dosed on the fact that whatever happened in my past, based upon whatever my family, my upbringing, you know, my childhood, what kind of, you know, BS that I got at, you know, playing outside, you know, when you're in fifth grade playing, you know, kickball or stickball.
Yes.
And was it a good experience? Was it a bad experience? Was I bullied? Was I the bully? You know, I mean, was I just somewhere in the middle? I mean, and a lot of that stuff really frames your life, you know? I mean, like, I have a friend that was used to be thrown in a locker all the time, and we were good friends since middle school. And you know, now he's got a family and lots of kids, and you know, he's you know, a large, well-to-do person. But it's crazy when you go through those things that like really shock you, and those things
that happen.
It scares
That's
you.
That's right.
And you make decisions and snap judgments on people, maybe because they remind you of something that happened in the past.
Absolutely. And that's where we just have to just make a difference. And that's why I think those seven keys that you're talking about of making a difference and a change in your life, it's just so important. We have to go back. And those are just going back to the basics, really the basic things that make a difference. It goes, and part of the basics are, how do we simplify life? If we can keep it simple, it helps us going to bed at night, getting up. It just makes things so much better.
Well, like my dad used to say, keep it simple, stupid. You know, and it was Kiss.
It had merit. Absolutely. It had merit. All those things made a difference, and they still do now.
He was right on, and I didn't really like the attitude, you know, or the, I guess the tone. The tone. Isn't that like a female thing? I don't like your tone.
Oh, it's totally a female thing. Yes.
You have to say absolutely. In that tone.
Yeah, women are more in touch with, you know, the emotional, so they can hear it in other people's voices.
What's your middle name?
My middle name? Franklin.
William Franklin Barnett.
Yeah. My mom especially was good at that, you know, because you know how sarcastic I can be, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, just a tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit.
And so I she'd tell me what to do to start to lecture me, and I'd be like, yes, mother. And
not the rolling of the eyes. He just rolled the eyes.
I rolled the eyes and everything, and you know, did the tone.
He's got
of voice.
The hand action going.
And, you know, and that would just send her through the roof.
He's making a showing that she's going through the roof with the hand. And I think that's across the board, though. A lot of times it's all about tone. And the problem is that we're sending text messages. There is no tone. You can add like the smileys and the emoticons and all that kind of stuff, which is great, except for when people go crazy and add like frogs and this and that. You have no idea what's going on. There's an alien head there. I mean, am I supposed to be thinking outside the box? You know what I mean? Where am I? You know, am I on planet Earth? Or are we going to decide something else from another place? You know, I mean, do I have gravity? Is there gravity?
How about the abbreviation sometimes, like SMH? You know, it took me forever to figure that one out, what that one meant.
I don't even know what that means.
Smacking my head.
Oh,
know?
Wow. Okay. As he smacks his head in the studio, I mean, did that hurt? You know, I don't even know half of those, but we'll talk about that when we come back. So, hey, we're going to take a real quick break again here, and we're going to hope you leave it on the 570 KLIF or iHeartRadio. And it's been really cool. We're having a whimsical time here on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. So, guess what? Stay tuned, and you know what? We'll be back in what? Two shakes.
Summer is just around the corner. Are you bikini ready? Look your best in whatever you wear this summer with Skintastic's free summer solutions specials. Every spring, we work hard to eat right and exercise, so when we jump into our summer swimwear, we look our best. But we all have those few stubborn pounds that just won't come off. Skintastic helps by offering the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare. Treatments that are fast, require minimal downtime, and deliver amazing results. And Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass and his experienced staff of professionals will always take the very best care of you. For a limited time, Skintastic is offering exclusive savings on Smart Lipo, a fast, painless procedure that'll help you contour a beach-ready body. Learn more about Skintastic's Spring Slim Down by calling 972-620-FACE. That's 972-620-FACE. Skintastic has two locations in Uptown and Plano, or visit them online at skintastic.com. Skintastic is your beauty realized.